Rain needles your face as you stand at the razor wire of Outpost Bravo. Floodlights turn the mud into a slick, pale soup under your boots. Just beyond the gate is Tariq, the local mechanic. A month ago, his tip kept your platoon out of an ambush. Now he is soaked through, breathing hard, clutching his shaking 7-year-old daughter. His wife and 2 other kids press close behind him, eyes wide in the dark. Tariq says the insurgents know he talked. They are burning houses in his village right now. He swears they will find him before dawn. He begs you to let them inside the wire. But last week, an insider suicide attack killed soldiers in their sleep. In response, the new protocol is blunt. No local nationals inside the perimeter after dark. The evac chopper is not due for 2 days. At your shoulder, your radio man David shifts his rifle and watches the hillside. Far off, engine noise rises. Headlights sweep the ridgeline, then dip toward the road that leads straight to this gate. If you leave Tariq's family outside, they may be dead by morning. If you bring them in, you break a direct order and could be walking your soldiers into a trap. You have seconds, not hours. What's your call?